where do I begin? So I had therapy today with trauma specialists for PTSD issues. Gone through some hell over the years, and I am getting ready to walk right into surgery. I don't think I'll ever be prepared. Literally do want to get all of this botchery out of my mouth and gums redone and have a little bit, you know, I don't know, try to get back on some kind of, I don't know, is life ever normal? I don't think anybody's normal and life's not normal, especially the world's definitely not normal now. I don't think I'll ever be normal again. Well, if you are those rare people like myself who are taking this time of the world resetting and making it into a positive, I really truly believe the universe will give back to you. If you're one of those narcissistic people, self-centered, who feel like they don't have any room for change and they're perfect, there's a hell of a lot of people like that. That's right, you're like that too. You're really, and you? Oh, you're horrible at it. All of you, my God. Last time I looked, are you made of gold and diamonds? Because that's how perfect you think you are. But you're not. Because you're not perfect. You just think you are, but you're not. It's a time to reset yourself. Take this time. Valuable time. You're going to get this once. I'm telling you. For people, you know, we all have gone through trials and tribulations, and we've all done hurtful things to people. If you don't take this time right now to make it right, I promise you right now, because I know I live my life this way, you don't get an opportunity again. And, you know, I'll be jumping through windows because the doors behind me have been closed. That's all I got to say. And we are 1,000,000% ready now. We have decided on a real estate company we're going to be using. Surgery, I've decided a second portion of my surgery. If this coronavirus stuff just needs to get under control, if it does within a time frame, reasonable time frame, talk to the Cosmetic Institute out in Arizona today. And if, you know, they're on limitations, I think everybody is, every surgical group, necessity as they call it. If your surgical treatment is necessity, which right now mine is, you don't want to risk infection. They want to get this stuff done. But I don't blame my surgeons. Then if the bans and things lift, then we may, and it's a good possibility, we're going to be moved in ready, and I'll be ready for the second portion of surgical procedures and that way before November. And God willing, I'm serious, I literally pray. I'm telling you, I've been more of a spiritual person. I think I prayed to the Lord today when I got some legal documents, some court documents I looked at. Of you ever have that when you're made out to be somebody you're not, and you literally will sit there and look and go, what in the hell? What in the hell? You know, I'm telling you, you know yourself better than anybody. And when anybody out there in the world, I don't care if it's the Pope trying to make you somebody you're not, because, you know, he may have emotional outbursts, I don't know. You know who you are. You know your true self. Don't buy it. You know? I got legal, you know, I got a early birthday gift Christmas package today. Absolutely appalled. Not angry, hurt, deceived, betrayed. I anticipated it. I expected to see some things that would blow my mind. But, you know, when you sit down and you discuss this stuff with legal and you discuss this stuff, and thank God for my therapy team that got to see me today and have me scheduled anyway, and to sit down and go over this, and they see things and then shake their head, horrified. I'm literally beyond horrified. I know who I am. I know myself better than anybody. I know my character. I know the person that I am now, and to be made out to be somebody I'm not, horrifying. Upset, understatement. Angry? Not really. I kind of did so much change on, we all have anger and emotional outbursts and things like that. I've literally been working over the past year. We all have them. And I just don't get angry anymore. I don't care what's going on. This botched stuff with the surgeon, I'm not angry. Guy just needs to lose his license. And here's the thing. He did lose his license in one state. Got sued, settled it out. 3 years later, goes in another state. And I don't believe, I obviously know, I'm not the first one to get botched. I don't even know how many people, but they all been women. I don't know what's going on in this person's head, and it's scary as hell. I don't even know at this point if I can do anything in my power that's safe without having some lunatic crazed, literally proof lunatic, you know, not making things up about somebody, literally, you know, I don't know what people's intentions are. Not safe. I had to part ways with legal counsel for moral and ethical reasons, and I literally found myself protecting people that I've realized today weren't protecting me. Turn me into somebody, I'll be damned that I'm not. And I'm glad I work with therapists so I don't lose my sense of self. But I've made decisions so I can, while this world resets, I'm going to literally be doing my own additional personal reset so I can start off on a fresh slate and take a tag, which is my name, that I don't feel is, it is definitely, it's not me. You know, when your name is made out to be somebody you're not, in a level that I've seen, I got to reset that, you know. And a name shouldn't make or break you if you do legal name changes. I've been playing around with this for a while. You don't want to disrespect your own birth parents who give you your name. Making sure I've asked, you know, where my name come from, you know, is it a serious, like, you know, like some, I have a couple friends of mine who live on reservations, and, you know, there are some serious bloodline generation to generation names that really have a serious power in that, and you don't want to change them, you know. And I just wanted to make sure, you know, not a tribal issue or tribe or anything, but making sure it's not, my name wasn't given to me, you know, of a very true, deep respect, highly respected individual or anything. I don't want to do that. But I explain, you know, I explained to my mom that, you know, it's time. I've got to start over. I don't feel like I'm not my name. Been through a lot. I don't feel, and I know that name now is just a tag. It's just, to me, like stamped. It's not who I am. I know I am as a person. What I've seen, it's not who I am. Not angry at people, or when people do that to you and they turn you into this monster in person that you know you're not, don't get angry at them. Don't exert that energy freely that is like sacred, you know, important energy that you need. Don't go there. And it's not going to do any good anyway. You know, I've been that person we all have in lifetimes where, you know, you fly off the handle and you emotional outburst, and I'm here to say, don't do it. It does no good. It really doesn't. It's not going to help. I have handled what has been dished to me from legal and seeing things and working it through. You know, therapists, you know, deal with PTSD. They deal with traumatic, people have gone through, like myself, some serious traumatic emotionally traumatic things, you know. And they guide you and help you in making decisions that are good and they're healthy. And it was decided today, yes, you need to take that next step, get that name change, legal name change, and start fresh because you deserve it. And you know who you are. And if people make you out to be somebody you're not, you know you're not. You know, you are so self-aware, which I am, and you know that's not you. And I'm not going to say it's not devastating. Hurtful would be the word, devastated. It's a sad shame. But losing the name that I've held my whole life, I think is a way, and it's able for allow me to start fresh. And with us moving and finally permanent, we're not moving anymore. Once we are situated and the rest of our contents are moved to our secondary, which will be our permanent property out west, and with the animal sanctuary able to, you know, build and grow. And that's a passion of mine. My Lord, I never realized how passionate I was to be able to continue online classes. And, you know, God knows, we all know now that it's good to have a second, you know, passion or even career, especially the downtime now. Take the online classes, plenty of online schools, colleges, get out there and do it. You know, today's a day that has forever and will ever change my life. Literally has had me look at the world in a completely different set of eyes, through a different set of eyes now. You know, that's what life's about, change. But I don't take too kindly, and it's not okay to make people out to be somebody they're not. And if you're doing that and you know they're not, don't do it, because you literally upheave somebody's life. And they're there left to pick up with those shattered pieces off the floor and to start over. And I'm definitely there with the shattered pieces, and I've been picking them up for a while now. But I've realized the biggest part that's been shattered has been my name. And today, I've made the decision and made sure that I had the proper emotional, mental health providers, you know, who deal with my situation, which has been PTSD, newly diagnosed, that I need, and it's important. Instead of saying it, you need to put that forth and get that name change. So I asked them if they could please write up a letter. I'll also be presenting that when I get my name changed. And I know it'll be approved by the courts. You know, I may have to wait a little bit because, as we all know, the government system is a little locked down. It's been crazy. The weather's been crazy. Literally, last night, I was thinking, I gotta be joking me, we got so much rain. Literally, we spent 3.5-4 hours. Our sump pump, we've got 2 sump pumps now. Sump pump stopped working. We don't know why. I think it was just, we got hit with a lot of rain. Way too much rain, way too fast. Went for like 3 hours, and then water started going in our secondary garage. We had some water coming in on the one side of the house where the secondary sump pump is. We don't know if it's, well, obviously it's failing, but so Eric had to literally, still at home digging around and finishing. So this next round of rain, hope to God we don't get it. We need to dry out. We're not in trouble, but you know, that's life. You know, normal stuff like that upset people. It's just, nah, that's the least of worries, you know. And then I get on both of our lines, a business line, a tornado warning. Good Lord, you know, we're trying to stay focused on what's going on, you know, right 2 seconds away from surgery. And I'm thinking, you gotta be joking me. I'm going through all this corona stuff out there. Now all of a sudden we got a tornado warning, seek me shelter. And literally we realize we're looking outside and I think it's raining, but I don't see any wind. So this has got to be a sneaky one. You can't really see. It's dark, it's evening. And then I realized, and literally because we're just so overwhelmed with everything, we've got a lot going on with the move, surgery, and everything. And literally realized it's in our secondary property out in Arizona. But the scary thing is the area where we will be permanently located, our final move in our new home, is not known to be anywhere close to having tornadoes sighted, weather alone touching down. So that was scary. So we reached out to a neighbor a little ways down from property, and literally they said that tornado touched. That's scary. Thank God the Lord was watching over them, and it did not hit any houses. But I just, you know, I told Eric, I was trying to go, you think in some of these higher elevations in that out in Arizona, you know, you're getting into the dry climate and cleaner air, a hell of a lot cleaner air. And it's in an area that's not known for tornadoes. So that's just because to tell you the world is going crazy right now, and Mother Nature is also confused. And this is a time to really reset everything in your life. Take a negative situation, because this has really been negative. The weather, you know, people literally having their houses destroyed from the horrible weather that hit across the most of the United States last night. We've got minor water stuff, no big deal. We'll wait, you know, wait for insurance company come out. You know, right now they're kind of on our settlement for General Motors Chevrolet. We got an email today. You know, I don't want people to start continue trying to make me out to be some fictional character or something, because I've realized today some people like to just literally in this world, people will create whatever they want you to be. And I'm going to be here to make sure when I say something, and like I said before, I say something, I'm saying it. I don't have no time and no need to BS you. I'm the most genuine person you will ever on any podcast listen to. That's a God-honest truth. So help me God. I got no reason to lie and make things up, you know. I'm in a very fragile part of my life. I got medical things, and, you know, I'm not going to sit there if something happens to me and die with some methodical BS I'm making up, because it's just not going to happen. Never was, never will be. But this craziness is just crazy. It's a crazy time, and you got to take the time now to take a negative, which is things going on in this world, this virus, and companies shut down, and people losing their jobs, and, you know, everybody's getting hit in some way, shape, or form. And you got to use this time and turn it into a positive. I'm telling you right now, it's silver lining. And when you wrong people, there's no such thing as brushing it off. There's no such thing as forgetting about it. Because I'm telling you, I don't care what your situation is. And there's, you know, disagreements with people or a person or whatever situation, you can't brush that stuff off. It's not going to go away. You know when it does go away? Is when you've changed and you take ownership and you take steps. Because as my therapist believe, they both believe, and they all believe, that you have to take steps. It's not something that just happens. You can't brush off what you've done to people. It'll never work. If you've done something to somebody, they're never going to accept you. They're not going to accept it. And you're never going to fix whatever relationship you're in. It's never going to be resolved. It's never going to happen. But what you can do is, if you've been that person, we've all wronged people, you take this time right now. There's no excuse. You need to start on the healthy steps. Because that's called self-respect. If you don't respect yourself enough to work on your issues and your problems and your relations, then you need to work on level of self-respect in the person in the mirror while the world is resetting and there's some downtime. Because that's not okay. And I'm here to say that's not right. And your first step is being aware of what you've done when you wrong someone. Get in a position where you have a place in your house. I don't care where you're going, where you're at. If you're at the park, if you're at a friend's house, you know, whatever. If you're on a ski resort, take that time with a pen and a piece of paper, because then you can write it and you see it. What you're working on is yourself. That's a good thing. See, you're already on the right track. See what I mean? Write down the people that you know you've wronged or the person you know you're wrong. Write down what you've done. And I want you to look at that. I want you to look at what you did. No music. I want you to look at what you did. You take in what you've done, whether to one person or many. This is the time in the world to reset. Is that the person you really are? Are you that person? I don't think you are. And I don't think you have any excuse not to take the steps to change, because you know you're not that person either. You're going to take the next step after acknowledging ownership, and you're going to work on writing down. And in this day and age, we're not talking about calling and emailing, texting. That is the most, that's not sincere at all. That's just people try to take the easy way out. We all do it. Don't do it, because you're changing for the better, right? You love yourself, respect yourself enough that you're going to change. Now you're going to get the old school way. You're going to take out a pen and a piece of paper. Because if you wrong someone, not only do you want to make it right with them, but most importantly, self-love and self-respect means you write that down because you want to make right with you, person in the mirror. And 1,000,000% being sincere. Not with your brain, not out of emotional outbursts. This time you're going to use your heart. And you're going to retract, and you're going to write down, and you're going to express yourself with your heart. Because everybody's worth saving. And when you wrong someone, they're worth the time it takes for you to be selfless and be that person that you know your heart, in your heart you are, and you're changing right now. And you're going to write down what you've done. And that's part of the second step of ownership. The third step is you're going to do whatever it takes. Whatever it takes. And for those of you who've done really some really hellacious stuff, you've really fractured somebody into a million pieces. You love yourself enough, and you're an adult, and you respect yourself, because that's what you're going to do. You're going to do whatever in your power, and you're going to make sure you make it right. And you're not going to procrastinate. Wait, you're doing it right now. It's very second. And you're going to do what it takes to make it right. You're going to turn a wrong into right. You're going to take a flawed, shattered, disengaged, no longer relationship. Because some relationships you want to and you need to. I'm telling you right now, go to church. God will tell you. He's going to look at you and say, you need to work on that. And now's the time, because the universe is letting you, and you're going to do everything in your power, and you're going to make it right. And it's not by what people say, telling you what to do, you need to do this. You're doing it because you know you need to do this. You know it. Are you that person? No. You worked off of your emotions. But are you really that person? No. Mm-mm. You're going to wait till somebody dies? And then wish you would have worked as hard as you need to work to salvage a life, a relationship, a human being. Maybe you didn't do it because you're too into yourself. Now it's too late. Don't wait till somebody dies to work on your relations with people that you've wronged. Because when somebody dies, it's too late. And let's face it now, right now it's very second, you're alive, so is the other party, whether it's one individual or many. Now's the time. There's no excuse. Get out of your head, start getting into your heart, and I promise you, your life will change for the better, and the universe will love you and embrace you back. And I truly believe God blesses those that have turned their life around and changed for the better.